Hello, friend, and welcome back to the Of Kingdom and Priests podcast. I'm so excited that you're joining us for this episode. Let's just get straight to it. I don't like it when people kind of like go on long tangents at the beginning of podcasts. And so, yeah, I think first things first is the structure of the podcast moving forward is an episode is going to be posted on the 5th of every month. Something I'm working on in the new year is consistency. So the 5th of every month, you're going to have a podcast episode, and we're going to start there. If there's more episodes, that's fantastic, but that is the guarantee, 5th of every month. And so this episode is coming out on the 5th of Jan. It's a little bit of a 2023 recap, but also then looking into 2024 and just chatting about like things the Lord has been showing me, and also kind of like challenges that He has put on my heart, and just, you know, challenging you as you're stepping into the new year and reflecting over the past year as well. And I'm literally sitting here in my living room, which is a space the Lord. So this is me starting the episode, but it's really cool. So I just, when the Lord provided my place, I really prayed like, God, would you, whoever needs to come through these doors, would they come through, whoever just needs to be hosted here, may that happen. And just trying to live with very much an open door policy of God, whoever, like, I want people here. I want this to be a home that blesses people, even when it's inconvenient for me. And it's been incredible how just so many people have come through and how great conversations have happened in this living room. And so I really want to continue this, and hence why I'm recording in the living room. And I really hope to get some sweet guests on in the new year, some of my close friends and community. Kind of like going through some really cool lessons of 2023. I guess the first one has just been God's provision. And actually, before I start there, another thing I want to start is just at the beginning of each episode, sharing a cool God moment that has happened. So a cool God moment, I'm kind of looking at it, and it's my Christmas tree. It was really cool. So as I'm recording this on Christmas Eve, and I kind of have like a teeny tiny Christmas tree that is like the top part of an old Christmas tree that we probably got like maybe, gosh, like 8 years ago when I was still living with my family. I just like, it's the only thing that like was left of the Christmas tree. And so that's what I always set up for Christmas. But it's teeny, teeny, tiny. And I really, really love decorating for Christmas. So on Thursday, which was, okay, I'll get the date. But we went and we saw that they had some Christmas trees on special because it was getting closer to Christmas. Thursday the 21st. It was getting closer to Christmas, and I saw this beautiful tall tree, 1.8 meters tall. I'm 1.65, so beautiful tree. I think that's 6 foot actually. And just this beautiful dark tree, and it was 300 rand from, discounted from like 800 rand. I was like, that's a good deal, but, you know, I'm not sure, like, let's wait for payday, that sort of thing. And then I made a joke. I was like, haha, if the tree is 100 rand on Sunday, I'll get it. And so I could not stop thinking about this Christmas tree. And I have quite a few expenses this month that I've just had to pay, / I'm going to be paying. And so I kind of put it out of my mind, and I had to, like, for example, buy a new suitcase on Saturday because I'm traveling, and no one tells you about that big adulting cost, and it's expensive, man. So I was just like, I'd completely put it out of my mind, and I was like, no, it's not happening. Today after church, went with a friend and her mom to go look at these Christmas trees, right? We see the same one, 300 rand. I was like, oh, but there was one for 200 rand. I feel like I can kind of afford that if it's like really, really, really beautiful, you know. And I look at the ones there, they had 100 rand ones that were really, really pitiful and just really like not nice looking and super short, and, you know, just like, I was like, maybe I'll just lay this down and wait next year. And so I then went to the other side of the store. Her mom was like, let's check the other entrance. And the theme was, found a beautiful, beautiful tree, and it was taller than me. It's a tree I have for like 200 rand. And so I was like, okay, I feel like I can kind of splurge, like it's okay. And then we chatting to the manager, and they actually mislabeled the tree. Instead of 180 centimeters, they put 150. So chatting to the manager, and then I don't even know how he came up. Actually, the guy had already gone to get the trees for us. And so the manager comes up and he's like, oh, these are 99 rand. Because the 150 centimeter, like because of the label, the tree is 99 rand. And I was like, excuse me, what? Okay. Like, I was just like, okay, cool. And even when we got to the till, because the lady was like, no, but it's the wrong height. And the manager was like, no, it's the wrong label, wrong price. And so these are 99 rand. And so I literally got the most beautiful tree that is usually like between 600 to 800 rand for 100 rand the day before Christmas. And so the Lord really just blessed me. And I think it was such a reminder of God's goodness. So majority of this year I've been walking through, actually the whole year, there's no like majority, I've been single, and actually I've been single my whole life basically, except for like, I think it was like 2 weeks in grade 9, but that doesn't count. And so it's been something that I've been wrestling with the Lord a little bit, because I've been, you know, really much like, it almost feels like a part of my security is missing because I am single. And I really thought like a lot of things that I stepped into in 2023, moving out on my own, starting to work, fully adulting, I thought I would do that when I was at a stage where I was actually doing the stuff with my husband, you know, when I was married and then we move in together and then we both start adulting and have adult jobs, that sort of thing. And so it's actually been something that I had to grieve this year, was the fact that I thought when I was at this life stage I would be married, and yet here I am, single, there's no man on the horizon. It literally just feels like crickets. And so yeah, so it's just a lot of this year has been mentally wrestling with that, and the Lord has been so faithful to continue to draw me back to him. But I just want to say as well, if you are walking in singleness, such if you're single or newly single even, or long time single, my best friend said this, we were having a conversation and she was just saying like, hey, but God wants every part of that, you know, he wants when you don't feel worthy, he wants when you're tired of singleness, all these thoughts, you know, because sometimes it feels like a roller coaster. Literally in 1 week you'll have be like, I'm great, I'm doing great, I'm thriving on singleness, and then you're like, no, I need a man and I feel so ooky, and then, you know, all this stuff. And I think especially this year, because another thing is that I attended my first like adult weddings this year. I attended 2 weddings. One was live wedding painting, the other one was invited / live wedding painting as well. And then 2 friends also got engaged this year and they're getting married next year, and I'm a bridesmaid for one of them. And so I've entered that phase of life where friends are starting to get married and friends have babies, or starting to have babies, like close friends, and being invited to weddings. And I thought when I would be here, just subconsciously, I always thought that it would be with a man, but it's not. And so yeah, it's just almost felt like a big part of my security hasn't been there. And so just going back to the Christmas tree story, it really reminded me that the Lord is my security and that he really cares for all the little things, you know. And it's something that the Lord has been working kind of in my heart when I look back at it the whole year, but it didn't really click until now in December. And now, you know, that he wants to be in all the little things. And another reason why this feels so significant, so I guess this is going to be like lessons of 2023 / looking into 2024, that's the podcast name. Another big thing is that, and something I've been wrestling with the Lord as well, it feels like safe to say this on the podcast because I feel like is that the Lord has been calling me to a year of singleness next year. And so when I first felt the tug and almost like to fast dating just a year of singleness, it's interesting, I first saw this and then I saw this reel and it was like this girl saying like she kind of felt the same way, but then her brother challenged her and he was like, how can you fast something that you're not doing? Actually, that was earlier on, kind of like August, when I felt like from even then the Lord was saying like fast dating, and I was like, but how can someone anyway, I saw the reel and it really resonated because it's like, how can you fast something that you don't do? You know, like I can't say I'm fasting meat when I don't eat meat in general, you know, because then it's not a sacrifice. But I kind of realized that I used that as an excuse for disobedience. And I should have actually done this way earlier. So it's going to be a bit more than a year of singleness. But yeah, it is a year of singleness. And I really feel the Lord wants me to be intentional with that, and intentional in seeking Him, and intentional in just setting my eyes on Him and not even having any crushes, and not even, like, you know, looking at guys that way, and really changing my perspective, which has been a prayer of mine, of God, I don't want to just see your sons like, oh, he's a potential husband, oh, he's cute, oh, he did this, you know, but rather just seeing them as brothers in Christ, because that's the foundation for everything, you know. And so that really feels like something big that the Lord has been, like, putting on my heart. It's kind of like, I should actually make a whole episode on this, but how I felt, sorry for that bump, the Lord, it was about, I think, 2 years ago, I felt the Lord calling me to stop watching series. And don't get me wrong, I still get tempted, like, a lot. My favorite series ever is The Rookie, and I also love what I've been seeing, like the trailer for The Reacher and like all these cool series. And anyway, so I love series, but I feel like I'm very 0 to 100, and so I found myself, so just context, when I was in like grade 9, I binge watched all 11 seasons of Grey's Anatomy in 1 month. That's sort of like obsessive. I can get very like hyper fixated on things, and very 0 to 100. And so I found myself like 2 years ago in the state where I was really much just binging series and just really becoming, actually using series to numb instead of process with God, which has kind of been a theme throughout my life and throughout my adult life. And so yeah, I just really felt the Lord calling me to not watch series anymore. And I wrestled with Him for probably like 2 or 3 months. Would say, okay, I'm done. And then kind of go back to it, and just disobedience is what it was. And so I finally gave it up. And I feel like it's been really cool to see how that fruit of obedience has opened doors, really cool doors in my life. Sometimes like now, like 2 years later, and it's still really hard, don't get me wrong, but I feel like sometimes the Lord wants our obedience, and I'm literally preaching to myself, because it almost, a big fear of mine was like, but Lord, what if I miss Him? You know, what if you've called me on this year of singleness and then I miss my future husband, which, is not going to happen, because if God calls you to do something, your obedience is not going to cause you to miss a blessing. You know, your disobedience is going to cause you to miss a blessing. And so, yeah, that's kind of been a little bit of where I've been. And it feels very scary to also admit that publicly. Like, I've been speaking about it to a few friends, and I'm not going to speak about it to the, well, I am kind of to the whole world now, but, you know, like, my closest people are kind of the ones keeping me accountable, and who I'm processing that with, kind of the year of singleness thing with, but it does, and I've always kind of had this fear that if I do intentional singleness, that I'm going to miss my future husband, you know. But then on the flip side of that, a fear that the Lord has been addressing, or actually almost entitlement the Lord has been addressing in my heart, is that also I feel like if I do the year of singleness, that I'm guaranteed a husband at the end of it, or a man or whatever at the end of it. And the truth is that that's not the case. You know, God didn't say, do this and then you'll get this. It's like, no, do this and just spend time with me. Delight in me. Set your focus on me, you know. Yeah, it's a pretty big year. It's kind of a year dedicated to ministry, before some like other cool things that I'm moving into. My contract for work ends next year, and so it's kind of like this year where the Lord is just saying, like, focus on me, you know. And so yeah, that's kind of where I'm at the end of the holidays and looking into 2024. And actually this thing is going to be the big three things the Lord has told me this year. So the first big thing, I guess, is just that, obedience to God over everything. When I was wrestling with series, it was funny, I was doing a course at my church called Experiencing God. And this is what really solidified it for me, but it was in John, and I'm actually going to pull it up, but it just talks about how literally those who love God obey him. And if you don't obey God, you're not obeying. If you don't obey God, you're not loving him. And I think like that's what it comes down to, is as a Christian, you may not really feel like doing something, but if the Lord is calling you to something, like, do it. And don't ignore the nudgings of the Holy Spirit because you want convenience, you know. And so, yeah, like, God, forgive me for the times where I've walked in disobedience for my own convenience. That is a whole word right there. You know, the times that I've literally, yeah, walked in disobedience for my own convenience, for my own, to make me feel better. And actually, something with this is I've been feeling for weeks the Lord telling me to step off social media. And I've also been disobedient to that. And so that's something I'm implementing now. And I want to do my end of, actually, I don't even need to do my end of year recap, but I kind of want to do that final post, and then I'm actually going to step off social media, maybe even, like, beginning of the year. Yeah, I just don't know, you know, but that's also been something that I haven't been fully obedient. And I think another thing, this is literally me speaking to myself, but it's just that delayed obedience is still disobedience, you know, is that when the Lord tells you to do something, do it. And I think I've struggled with this, like, even with the podcast, you know, and like with YouTube and stuff, where the Lord has told me to be consistent and I just haven't. And so, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. And I haven't gotten this perfectly. Don't get me wrong, this isn't me coming from a space of I got this perfect, but rather this is me coming from a space of like, yo, I'm humbling myself, like, God, would you, I've gotten it right sometimes, but I've also gotten it wrong, and so God, would you forgive me? But also, isn't it beautiful how God is so, so merciful and kind, to, even though we aren't always obedient, to still forgive us when we repent, but also to still give us good things, you know. And I think there's almost this entitlement with singleness. This is not a whole singleness episode, but there's almost this entitlement with singleness that because I'm single, the Lord is going to give me this. Almost like it's this Christian mindset that singleness is dating is a reward. And I definitely saw, like, viewed it this way, that dating is a reward for doing something. It's a marker for where you are in life. And that is absolutely false. You know, dating is not a reward, or a man is not a reward. It is a blessing from the Lord. And so the Lord chooses to bless people when they're in their teens, and they, you literally have high school sweethearts or teenage sweethearts, and people grow up together that way. For others, the Lord kind of gives that blessing later on in life, you know. For others, the Lord doesn't give that blessing at all because he's got other good gifts planned. And I think, thank you, Jesus. I'm such a verbal processor. And so this podcast is going to be me verbally processing 100%. But it's, the Lord is just reminding me his kindness and his goodness, and just how sometimes I know myself, you get so focused on like, this is the gift I want. It's kind of, and yet he has other beautiful gifts in store, and yet you're focused on something that's not even the right time, or that may not be ever a gift that God wants to give you, purely because he sees you, he sees your life, and he just knows that it's not the best thing. And so, yeah, that's kind of where I am. And I think that's very honest. And so John 14 is where the Bible verse comes from. And so John 14:20, and this is, I love this chapter, and I love the book of John. And this is where Jesus is praying over, am I correct? This is where Jesus is comforting his disciples. And then he also prays over his disciples, And then, so that's in John chapter 17, prays for his disciples, and then kind of prays a little bit for all believers, which you should read John 17 if you haven't. It is beautiful. This is actually almost like renewing my love for the word and for Jesus. But John 14 says from... Actually, I'm going to read from verse 15. John 14:15 says, if you love me, keep my commands. Like, straight up. Yo, that was very loud. Sorry. Like, literally straight up. If you love me, keep my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me, because I will live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Like, isn't that absolutely insane? And then it says, then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, the other one, said, but Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we'll come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. That's so cool. My apostle was talking about this verse at church today, at the Prince of Peace. My peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe me. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me, but he comes so that the world may learn that so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded. Come now, let us leave. Isn't that insane that in verse 20, where is it? In verse 24, where is it? I just read it. I'm sorry, I have squeaky pipes in my building, and so it drives me nuts, but that's the background noise you're hearing. But it says, here we go. Verse 23, Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them and will come to them and make our home with them. Isn't that insane that the fruit of obedience is God making his home with us? Like, that is insane. That is a promise of God. It's right there. You know, and then he says, Jesus literally said that the Holy Spirit, he's sending the Holy Spirit, and then he leaves us with peace. My peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Like, oh, I love how Stephanie Gretzinger says that one of the greatest tolerated sins in the church is fear. So true. But anyway, isn't it that crazy that here I am, like, Lord, I want a man, Lord this, and the Lord is just saying, like, just live in obedience to me, and I will continue to make my home in you. You know, there's a difference between knowing someone, and I'm just, like, checking, I hope this is theologically correct, but there's a different, well, this isn't theology, but it's just, like, general statement, is there's a difference between knowing someone and walking with someone every single day, and then walking with someone and living with them every single day. You know, it's almost like a deeper level of intimacy. And here, one of the promises is that in obedience, God will make his home in us, and not just Jesus. That was a we, you know, and so that is the Holy Spirit. That is God the Father. I think that is incredibly beautiful. Isn't that insane? And so, it's also beautiful as I'm reading this. It's almost like the Lord is renewing a love for me and his word. I really struggled this year in 2023 with reading my Bible, like actually reading the word of God. Worship was great. Praying, oh my goodness, my prayer life, I was literally talking to God constantly, 24/7. But reading the Word of God was such a struggle for me this year. And a lot of people actually say that their first year in ministry, they also struggle with the same thing. So I don't know what that is about. But it's beautiful. Just this feels like renewed in my mind. And I also, my goodness. So I just came back. I came back from a mission trip about like just shy of a week ago. 2 weeks ago, sorry. And I also struggled. It was, you know, encountered some really heavy things on that mission trip, which it was also really beautiful. The Lord showed up in incredible ways. But I just came back and it was the end of the year and just feeling so, so drained. And to this point, I felt so, so drained. And the Lord actually blessed me a really cool story. Again, I was, you know, because first year working and I was kind of like in November, just like, Lord, should I take a trip away? But I was looking at everything and I was like, it's so expensive. And like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And then one of my close friends, she's actually a sister to me. She invited me to go away with her family. And all I have to pay for on my flights there and like a shuttle ride. And so God is just so, so incredibly gracious. First vacation in 5 years. And before that, last time I went on a holiday was probably like big, big holiday would have been 2010. And then also went on a holiday in 2019 and now 2023. So the Lord is just so gracious. And once again, a testament of his goodness. But I say all of this to say, I kind of got back from my mission trip and end of the year. And I'm going to admit there were some days where I didn't even really spend time with God, like maybe 2 minutes in the morning. And it just felt so difficult to get back to the Word, especially when you encounter very heavy things. It almost feels like, how do I, you know, like, Lord, I'm almost scared to go back to your Word, because I know when I go back to your Word, I'm going to have to process this really heavy stuff. And this is just almost reigniting that love for God's Word. It's just so beautiful and I'm so grateful for it. And so yeah, so that was, I guess, 26 minutes in, one of the big lessons of 2023. Speaking of that mission trip, I had to have quite a lot of hard conversations on that trip, and because the role I was serving in just required me to help with a lot of situations in keeping peace and kind of helping people get to the root of things and then resolve things. And so if you know me in person, you know that I am very much like, I'm not a brutal truth kind of person. Like, I'm not, if something bothers me, it takes me a while to gather up the courage to say like, hey, that bothered me, especially if it's like a big thing and with specific people. The Lord has also worked on my conflict resolution, which I'm going to chat about. That's my last like one thing of three. So first one is obedience. Second one is hard truths in love. Stepping into that role, I had to have a lot of like very frank conversations and very much very much like, this is what's happening, this is what it is, this is, you know, just being very frank. And that was also almost like quite tough for me, because yeah, like I was saying, if you know me in person, that is not me at all. I'm not the like, yeah, it just takes me a while to deal to like speak up about things. And also I just try and like it just is the way I am. I'm not gonna be like say something straight and in an ugly way, you know. Sometimes I actually have to force myself to be direct, otherwise people don't get what I'm saying. And so that was also something that the Lord has worked on me specifically this December. The Lord has been doing great work this December. It's just that like, say things as they are, you know. And this has been, gosh, something my whole life actually, and especially towards the latter years, that the Lord has also worked in. It's just like, say things as they are, and speak the truth in love. Ephesians 4 verses 15 says, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. Isn't that beautiful? Because the verse before says, then we will no longer be infants. It's talking about like unity and maturity in the body of Christ. Whoa. And it's talking about, I love how I'm like discovering this as I'm reading the scripture. And it talks about how like you know, when you reach maturity, you're no longer infants tossed back and forth by the waves. But then it says, instead, you speaking the truth in love, you grow in becoming in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. And so, isn't it? Whoa, the Bible is so cool. It's just that as you mature in the body of Christ, is that we speak the truth in love. And so there's two parts. Speak the truth, which is the part the Lord has worked in on me, in love. The in love part comes easily to me, thank the Lord. But the in truth and fully truth, you know, that's also actually this whole year as well something I've learned. It's just like, speak the truth. You know, don't try and make someone feel better, but then end up not speaking the truth, because that's also not loving. Not saying things as they are and not saying the truth of the matter is not loving, you know. And so, yeah, that is a big thing that the Lord has worked on me. And then I feel like especially the end of the beginning of the year, so we kind of went back to front, but big thing at the beginning of the year that the Lord worked on me is actually conflict resolution. And so I stepped into a new work situation, and had quite a lot of conflict with one of my coworkers, and something the Lord taught me through that big time was how during conflict to speak during conflict, because I also grew up in a family where conflict was very much avoided, and very like passive aggressive kind of stuff, and then truth wasn't spoken and in love, and so things were often swept under the rug. And then when I brought things up and brought specific issues up, especially with one of my family members, it was then always turned on me, and like, no, but it's your fault, but you did this. And I was trying to, like, in the conflict, acknowledge, like, yes, I did this, but you also did this, which hurt. And so I never felt heard. That is very, like, a very insightful opinion, and very self-aware. That took, like, lots of therapy and lots of years and lots of the Lord working in my heart. But I just never felt heard. And so then I wouldn't speak up when I was bothered by something and in conflict situations, because it felt like, what's the point if everything is going to get turned back on me? And it wasn't my whole family, just a specific person. And the Lord has been gracious to also work on that relationship, which that's a whole other podcast episode. And so, yeah, so then I stepped into this work situation where I needed to bring stuff up because the conflict was ridiculous, and you have to bring things up, especially when you're working closely with someone. And so the Lord really then taught me to, in a conflict situation, be able to say, like, hey, this is getting heated. We're going to take a break from this. We are then going to talk about this. We're going to set aside time to talk about this. But then in that, the Lord also then taught me to then, when we say we're going to talk about it, we're going to talk about it and come to a resolution. And it's not always, you don't always have to apologize if it's like you didn't do something wrong. You know, it's like this twofold. Take time apart and actually sit with the Lord. And then from that place, recognize the things you need to apologize for, but also recognize the things that need to change. And so it's literally like the Lord taught me how to do conflict and how to actually do conflict well. And it was funny because this work situation was so triggering, because it felt like the home situation that I used to have, where this coworker and one of my family members were exactly the same patterns. And to this day, I'm like, it feels like they're exactly the same person. And so I stepped into this situation where it's not the same person and they're different, and the Lord showed me that, and you know, that these are not the same people. But it almost, when you are seeing, you've walked this road before and you're like, this has happened before, it's so incredibly triggering. And so something I'm so grateful to the Lord is that he actually put me in that tough situation, because the Lord healed things that triggered me in conflict, because of my family upbringing, through work. And And it was really, really hard. There were so many times I called my mom crying and I was like, my mom, this, and I don't know how to do this. And I'm so grateful for my mom. She walked me through it and she is an incredible woman of God. And so, yeah, it's funny how sometimes the Lord is going to put you in really tough situations and call you to stay, because he needs to heal things in you and work on specific patterns in you. And that was probably only the first 5 months of the year. Like after that, you know, things kind of settled down, and now even if there is conflict, it's able to be handled, you know. And so I think it's interesting. I saw this thing on Instagram and it was like, are you fully healed or are you just not in situations that are triggering you anymore? And that is a word as well. And so I'm really, really grateful that that the Lord taught me how to have conflict. And then coming into this December, that was also incredibly helpful, because then, yes, it was still tough to have really tough conversations. It always is. More so for others than others. But it was also then coming from a place of like, yo, I've had some really tough conversations this year, you know, like this. Yes, it feels tough, but I can immediately or within the next day, like, okay, this, and then have be able to address it. And so I'm actually so incredibly grateful for the Lord, not that the situation was easy or even right with, but the Lord taught me how to fight, not fight well, but it is kind of like fighting well, how to have conflict well, how to handle conflict and in a loving way that honors people. And I'm so, so incredibly grateful for that. And he also healed deep triggers in me when it comes to conflict. And it's actually interesting when I look back at it now. So during high school, I always said to the Lord, I did kind of want to date in high school, but I was like, okay, when I get to grade 10, and then it was, okay, when I get to matric, then when I'm 18, because I turned 18 the year after, like the year I left high school, I'm like ready to start dating, like, Lord, right then, let's go. And then it's interesting because after high school, I actually started going to counseling twice, one for just going to counseling, one because, part of my testimony, for a very long time, I was addicted to reading what was essentially porn. And so the Lord sent me free from that in high school. Was it in high school? Yeah. First year out of high school, I think. But wherever there is addiction, there's always deep roots, and there's also always things that aren't healed. And so did that after high school. And it was funny because then I was looking at, you know, I was looking at me. Like then, that was probably like your 2019. This was after the first round of counseling. I cannot remember. Oh my gosh. That was like, I don't know when it was. 2020? Is after that, I looked back and I was like, Lord, I'm so grateful that I wasn't in a relationship, because I had so much brokenness and so many triggers and so much stuff that needed dealing with. I'm so grateful that you didn't put me in a relationship. And then after the second round of counseling, which would have been last year, like the beginning of last year, because I felt like I hadn't healed from, so I have a very interesting relationship with my dad. The Lord is working on that and really healing that. But I felt like I needed to heal from that as well. I'm going to have to do a whole testimony podcast episode. And so then I really, truly felt ready for a relationship. And and interestingly enough, just after that, there was some like weird situationship thing that happened. Oh man, your situationships are a distraction, I tell you. And so anyway, I just, then it's funny because I was like, I felt healed enough to be in a relationship. And I very well, I feel like I could have been, like looking back, I definitely could have been, even at the beginning of the year, could have been in a relationship, but it wouldn't have been God's best and God's timing. And also there's just deeper things that the Lord had to heal in me. And so like, looking now at January, Zoe, oh my goodness, the Lord worked so much, even working in ministry. I'm getting so many podcast ideas, like even a year of working, like the truth of working in ministry, is I also had to learn like to just stand up for myself big time and say things as they are big time, deal with conflict, but also like really press into the Lord, because it is so easy. It's so scary to me how easy it is to be in full-time ministry but not have a great relationship with the Lord. And so you have the perception that because I work in the church, I have a good relationship with God, but it's having a good relationship with God is not about your job. It's about whether you spend time with God. And so that was a scary thing that I learned this year working in ministry, is just how easy it is to do it without God. And so like, no wonder so many people fall, because you end up, not saying that this is 100% why, but you end up just not doing it with God. And so, yeah, so, yeah, those are kind of my big three things from this year. One, obedience. Two is speaking the truth in love, more the truth part. And three is how to handle conflict. And I actually look back, it's almost like the Lord is showing me now how because of my upbringing, because of how the conflict I saw between my parents, because of a lot of stuff, there were and there have been a lot of wounds that the Lord has had to heal and work in me. And yeah, I could have gotten in a relationship then and it would have been okay. But because the Lord is taking this time to work in me, when I do, because we're trusting, when eventually, you know, get into a relationship, because the Lord has done a lot of work, there's certain things that people who get into relationships earlier have to deal with that I won't have to deal with, because I've taken this time. Actually, because I've had this intentional time with the Lord. It's funny, I was telling one of my friends, so when I was in high school, I prayed, Lord, please can the next man that I date be my husband. And so it's funny because the Lord is really answering that prayer, because it literally feels like it is, oh my goodness, it literally feels like it is crickets and then going into the year of intentional singleness. But I don't know, I just kind of have a feeling, and I could be wrong, and that's okay too, it was like, but that's okay, that I'm gonna come out of my intentional year of singleness and my man, that the Lord is going to provide my man, not because I did the intentional year of singleness, but just because of timing. And I have a feeling, this is just me like daydreaming, I could be completely wrong, that it's going to be one of those quick things, and one of those things, yeah, that's just either starts next year during the intentional year of singleness, not like me obviously looking at him because I'm in an intentional year of singleness, but we're almost like I'm highlighted to him next year, and then the year after that, like you meet, and then bada boom, bada bang. But I could also be horribly wrong, and I could be single like for the rest of my 20s, 30s, for the rest of my life. I don't know. But anyway, Lord, your plan, not my own. Your will, not my will. Your kingdom be built, not my kingdom, always and forever. And so, yeah, to the very end. And so, yeah, that was a really good episode. Oh my goodness, that was, yeah. I get into these modes where I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to record an episode. I'm ready to edit a vlog. And I think it really is, oh, don't mind my neighbor outside. It really is the Lord kind of like giving me spurts of motivation. And so you ride the motivation wave. And then you work on discipline aside from that. And so a really quick thing for 2024, I do a word of the year every year. The last kind of 2 years have been a little fuzzy with the word of the year, and so yeah, but for 2024, and I just want to have these like down pat so that we can look back next year this time and see like what the Lord has done. So 2024, I really felt the Lord always actually provides around September, October, November, like August maybe, my words of the year. And so my word of the year for 2024 is undivided devotion, and so to Jesus and all the things he calls me to, which is very exciting. I would love to be a full-time missionary one day, and so I'm really hoping, I mean, like, if the Lord opens that door this next year, that would be incredible. But I think he has me here a little bit longer. But yeah, so some of my goals for the year. So my word of the year is undivided devotion, but what I want to work on the on in the year is discipline. And just how I've realized discipline, self-control is a fruit of the spirit for a reason. And discipline is so important because when you're not disciplined in your walk with God, the rest of your life is not. Actually, when you're not disciplined in your life, your walk with God isn't going to be disciplined. And then your whole life isn't disciplined. And even like, it's way easier to fall into temptation and sin and all of that. And so, so I really want to cultivate specific rhythms. That sounds like a fancy word, but yeah. So a few things: we'll start every day with at least 20 minutes of Jesus first and foremost. This is a big one, is have weightiness to my words and promises. And so make less promises, but actually hold to the promises I make. Be consistent in taking care of my body. So 2 to 3 workouts / movements a week. Do hard things even when it's inconvenient. That's a big one. And then the year of singleness, so no intentional dating or pursuing any guys. Not that I should be pursuing them, but you get what I'm saying. Or being interested in any guys. See every guy as a brother in Christ. There's also I also did say that any guy who asks me on a date, I've always held to this rule. I feel like sometimes us as women don't honor guys enough when it comes to dating. And so any guy who asks me on a date, I will say yes. And so I feel like because I'm taking the intentional year of singleness, what I'll do, not that anyone's going to ask me on a date, but if anyone does, is that, hey, like I'm taking an intentional year of singleness, but in 2025, like if you're keen, like let's do it. Anyway, some just taking time off social media as well. I want to be intentional with my time with loved ones. I want to share the gospel every week intentionally. I really struggle sharing the gospel in my everyday life, like on mission trips. That I love that, but I struggle with that in everyday life. So that's one. I wanna go on one solo trip and one trip with friends, one mission trip out of SA, and then one mission trip in SA. And then I wanna read 24 books for 2024 at least. It's not even a hard goal for me because I kind of get in, like, I love reading, but reading like series I get very bingy with it. It's just that books are expensive, bro. Like I have expensive hobbies. And now that I pay for things, I'm like, books are so expensive. And so between reading, plants, clothes, home decor, those are all very expensive. And so anyway, but I want to read 24 books. And so some of them are Pearl in the Sand by Tessa Afshar, the Caraval series by Stephanie Garber, and then the sequel to that, The Once Upon a Broken Heart, Ballad of Never After, Curse for True Love. I want to read Her Daughter's Dream by Francine Rivers, the Red Rising series, The Brothers Hawthorne, and also I want to buy the third book in the Inheritance Games series, which you'll appreciate this if you're a reader. If you're not, that's okay. You can even, yeah, because I'm kind of getting to the end of the podcast. I'd love to read These Violent Delights Are Violent Ends, The Priest and the Shepherd by Chloe Gong. It's a series. The Foul Lady Fortune series. If it is clean, I also struggle with like clean books. And so because for so long I struggled with reading books that didn't have great clean content, I'm very picky about sex scenes and like all of that. People say spicy books, but there is literally porn in books. And we have normalized it as a society. But anyway, so possibly Binding 13 and Keeping 13, but I think those might be spicy books, so I just need to research that. Final Gambit book. Oh, yeah. So that's the last book in the Halton Legacy series. Marriage for One by Ella Mays. Malibu Rising, Taylor Soto's Back by our girl TJR. Bodyguard by Catherine Santa. This book I've been wanting to get for a long time. Single Dating, Engaged, Married by Ben Stewart. Everything I Know About Love, Dolly Alderton, Part of Your World, and Just My Type by Abby Jimenez. With the Crawdads Sing, I've also been wanting to get that for a very, very long time. Some Emily Henry books. The Finley Donovan Is Killing It, plus Finley Donovan Is Dead. And then some Riley Sager books. And then the King of Scars series by Leigh Bardugo. And so that is my like TBR for 2024. It gets me so excited. The Lord, I was just thinking, the Lord is so gracious. I last year, New Year's, I got to spend with my best friend. It's a miracle because her family always goes away, but last year they were around and I can't remember why. I literally got to spend New Year's and then the first couple of days of New Year's with them because, yeah, my family situation wasn't the best last year. And then this year again, I get to spend New Year's with my other my other close friend, my like two besties, which God is so gracious. And so I'd love, Lord, if it's your will, for me to just keep spending New Year's with friends. I think there's something so special. Also, I'm going to say this now before it actually happens, but I would love to have a New Year's wedding. I think it is one of the coolest concepts ever, where you get married on December 31st, and then you ring in the New Year with all your favorite people, and then your anniversary is always New Year's Eve, and you always get to celebrate both New Year's Day and your wedding anniversary. I think that is one of the coolest things, but it all depends on a man, and I don't got no man right now. The only man in my life is Jesus and my brother and my dad. But anyway, thank you so, so much for listening to this. That took a turn. That's like the silly side to me. So the 5th of every month is when the episode is going to come out. I'm going to try and make them a bit of a longer episode, like 45 minutes plus, but no promises. Just working on being consistent. Oh, and then another thing with the consistency thing is then one vlog or one YouTube video and one podcast a month as well. And so, yeah, thank you so, so much for watching, friend. I really, really appreciate you tuning into the For Kingdom and Priest podcast. If you don't know, it comes from Revelations 5, where it says, for Jesus has made us a kingdom and priest to God to reign with his son. And so we priest unto God, but God has also, Jesus, well, and God, have made us a kingdom of priests to reign with Jesus. And I think that is one of the coolest things ever. And so not only are we children of God's kingdom, but we also priests, and so we serve God. May you go out into this week and may you serve people, especially in the new year. There's a lot of like New Year's hype and new year, new me. No, girl, it's still the same you, but you can start to change things. And so and my question that I always ask is, have you spent time with the Lord this week? Have you spent time with the Lord this week? If not, start right now. Literally, as soon as, like, right now, you can even put end, because this episode is about to end, and literally turn on some worship music, spend time with Jesus. So, so appreciate you, friend. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Of Kingdom and Priests. We will see. I will listen. Oh, my gosh. My words are gone. But I will chat to you then on the 5th of Feb, which really cool Feb. Maybe I'll do the episode on the 5th of March. But Feb is my freedom month. December, but also Feb. Freedom month, where the Lord set me free. So maybe our next episode, our Feb episode, will be on freedom. We'll see what the Lord says. But yeah, thank you so, so much for listening, friend. Okay, bye.